So we're taking some time to look at the names of God in our devotions. We want to go through Scripture and talk about the names of God and how important they are and what meaning they bring. So today we want to look at the name for Jesus, King of Israel. So Jesus is in Galilee, the northern part of Israel, and he invited Philip to follow him. And Philip hurried to find his friend Nathanael and announced, we found him of whom Moses in the law and all the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. That's who it is. Let's go follow him, Nathanael heard from Philip. Well, hearing that news, Nathanael quipped, wait a minute, can anything good come from Nazareth? The two men went to find Jesus, and seeing him, Jesus said to Nathanael, behold, an Israelite, indeed, in whom there is no deceit. And Nathanael was puzzled since he had never met Jesus. So here's our verse today, John 1, 20, 48 and 49. Nathanael said to him, how do you know me? And Jesus answered him, before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you. Nathanael answered him, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. King of Israel is a name originally used in the Old Testament to describe God. Certainly the entire world is under God's rule, but he chose Israel to be his special possession. God's throne is in the heavens, and it was said to be also in the temple, 2 Kings 19, Isaiah 6. God was described as ruling from Mount Zion. That's another name for Jerusalem. And we see that in Psalm 48 and Jeremiah 8. In the New Testament, this name is given to Jesus. The angel Gabriel told Mary that God would give Jesus the throne of his father David, and he would reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom would never end. The wise men, they came looking for the king of the Jews. When Nathanael calls Jesus King of Israel, he gave Jesus the same name as God. So, in essence, he's declaring Jesus to be God. Also, Nathanael was giving Jesus the name Messiah, the Anointed One. He was describing Jesus as the one Israel had been waiting for. Jesus is the one not only Israel waited for, but I got to tell you, Jesus is the one you've been waiting for. He's the one who can satisfy your heart. He's the one who can give you significance. He's the one who can give you security. He's the one who accepts you just as you are and forgives you and empowers you with his Spirit. If you've not asked him to be your king, I encourage you to ask him to be your king today, to rule the throne of your heart. You can follow me in this prayer if you'd like to. Lord Jesus, I ask you to rule on the throne of my heart. Be the king of my thinking. Capture my thoughts and make them fall in line with yours. Be the king of my emotions. Help me to be passionate about the things you are passionate about. Be the king of my actions. Help me demonstrate my love for you with all my life. Lord Jesus, I pray you would be the king of my heart. And I pray that in your name. Amen.